ויקל מוישס כל הדס בני ישראל ויאמר עליהם אלה הדבורים אשר ציבו השם לעשו ישראל ישראל ויקל קמינצקי speaks out what is ויקל מוישס כל הדס בני ישראל ויאמר עליהם אלה הדבורים אשר ציבו השם לעשו ישראל ישראל What was Vayakel? Why we had to get everyone together? Rabbi Yankov says, the Chefze from Kabbalah Satoire was Vayichan Shom Yisroel Ki Ish Echot Belev Echot. Teire is together. Es Ve'av Besufo. Loizozu Mishom Ad Shenaasu Oyhavim Zelo Zeh. This is the Chefze. The Egel was a Pirut. The Yerushalmi says every Shevet had a separate Egel. Letaivo Yevakesh Nifrod. Bachet, everyone goes in his way. The Kesher, when people have Kesher and Torah, it becomes a Kesher Netzach. Becomes a Kesher forever. This is the Kesher of Torah. After the Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael needed to be put together. B'meile, after the Chet HaEgel came back, Vayakel Moshe, as B'nai Yisrael, Moshe had to put Klal Yisrael back together. He had to put them to be together. And the Pasuk starts, Sheishes Yomim Te'ose Meloche U'Bayim HaShvi Iyalochem Koidesh Shaba Shaboson LaHashem Loisase Boi Melocha. Rabbi Bechaya speaks out Sheishes Yomim Te'ose Meloche U'Bayim HaShvi Iyalochem Koidesh Shaba Shaboson. The right way in Dikduk is to write Sheishes Yomim Ta'ase Meloche, right? 6 days, do. U'Bayim HaShvi, don't do. Not Sheishes Yomim Te'ose Meloche. Like the melocha is done on his own. Not a pshat. But we'll speak out today, one pshat. Te'ose melocha means, Rabbi Bechaya says, a person, the Kitzur Shchonoruch, bring down an opinion l'shleime. The only way that a person could keep Shabbos is when he believes that Hashem does everything. If he believes that it's his ishtavus to make the money, so l'chura, the cheshbon had to be that I can't stop in Shabbos. But if I believe sheishes yomim te'ose melocha, then by yom hashvi, it's easy to. It's a famous story in the Chofetz Chaim. There was a yid that had a factory and he was working in Shabbos. The Chofetz Chaim came to make a mechoyah that the factory is open in Shabbos. He said, how I could stop? My factory is doing 4,000 ruble over Shabbos. I can't lose so much money. So the Chofetz Chaim told him, you think that you're making the money? Shabbos is doing the money. He says, Sheishes Yomim Te'ose Meloche, why? Ki Bayayim HaShvi Yishbos. If you are carrying on working in Shabbos, and then you see you are not making the money. When his company went bankrupt, he sent a letter to Chofetz Chaim, now I understand Pshat. A person has to believe it's in the Rebbe. I remember it was a Bachur in Yeshiva. It was Tav Shin, Ayin Gimel. It was a Bachur in Yeshiva. A nice Bachur, a good boy, tall boy. And he didn't have money so much, so what he did for Parnassi, he would give haircuts. A barber. Asher Nenem Yegi Akapli. One day I see him getting up in night seder, and 10 o'clock. I said, where are you going? He says, the guy, Mamish, a customer, he needs a haircut. I said, after night seder. So he comes back, say that the guy was masking 10-15. I said, no. If you go 10-15, I'm telling you, you'll stay poor all of your life. You think you're playing with Hashem? Stay till 10-30. He said, I will lose a customer. I said, I'm promising you, you will not lose a customer. Tell him you can't do it. Your rabbi doesn't let you till 10-30. That was the morning he walked in with a huge big smile. I asked him what happened. He said, 10:30, he came down, the guy was a bit grumpy. When he finished, 10:45, boom, 5 bachurim passed there. And they asked if he could also have haircuts. And he made that week more than what he made in 2 weeks. I gave him a bracha that he would not have to be busy with the haircuts. Today he's the one that sells the sushi. You could ask him. Yeah? Actually, he's very, very successful. Not to go to ask money yet, but you can ask him. He's around. I don't want to say his name. You know, we don't do advertise inside, you know, the shit. But he's around. You can ask him. I could just gave him the siyata d'shmaya, mamish. I know from his meister money how much money he's making. I'm coming. So only the side is. If a person decides to listen to Hashem, Sheishes Yomim Te'ose Meloch Ubayoy Mashvi. The Goen says, we say in Bamei Madlikim, HaMechabes HaNer Mipnei Shehu Misyore Mipnei Listim Mipnei Chayes Roes Mishlachoy Lashiyish An Potu. It's Meloch HaShin Tzricha Legufa. It's not that he shuts the fire, he just doesn't want the robbers to see it. Kechos al haner, kechos al hashemen, kechos al hapsilo. This he's doing it because he wants the mechabed. Chayev. So the Goyen says it had to be written down. Amechabed is another nation misyorem mipnei listim. Mipnei shechos al haner, shechos al hashemen, shechos al hapsilo. Chayev. It says kechos al haner, kechos al hashemen, kechos al hapsilo. Zog the Goyen, it's ke. You think he's saving money? Well, he's trying to save 2 drops of oil. He's losing much more. Hashem gives the money. So he's shutting it, not because he's going to save money, because he thinks that he's kechos al haner dimyoynes, kechos al hashemen dimyoynes, kechos al hapsilo zog degoyen, en chos al haner, en chos al hashemen, en chos al hapsilo. It's not true, it's not happening. Sheishes yomim teose meloche, ubayim ashvi shabos la Hashem. The Gemara in Shabbos, if someone goes in the desert and he lost the calendar, he doesn't remember the days. So he does 6 days, he does Meloche, but the 7th day he keeps Shabbos. Most Rishonim learn that it's a Din Derabbanan. In the Raisitz, every day is a Sofek, and they have to Pekach Nevesh. But in the Rabbanan, he has to show Yishokach Shabbos. He 6 days he does melocha and 1 day he keeps Shabbos. Rabbi Lubichai learned that this is the pshat in our pasuk. Sheishes yomim teose melocha. Ubayim ashvi yelochem. Every time you count 6, soifer shisha venoch bashvi. Then the pasuk is mamshich. ויבואו האנושים על אנושים כל נדיב לב הביאו חוך ונזם וטבס וחומוס. רשי says אם על אנושים, אם אנושים וסמוכים עליהם. It's different פשוטים. What is the פשוט? ויבואו האנושים על אנושים. The men came and the woman. So Rashi says they were standing near the woman. Why? Because the shaila is if you're allowed to take tzedakah from a woman, everything belongs to her husband. So a lot of tirutzim. Some say that they gave the jewelry belongs to the Isha. Some say that she said, "Eini nizaynis ve'eini oisa." This is the way they had money to give. I want to explain. What is the kasha? If the husband gave it to give, don't say the husband. If the father gives his kid to give tzedakah, you don't say the father and the kid gave tzedakah. Yeah. What is it that the woman gave? Like the money of the husband, does the man gave? I'm explaining what is bothering the mefoshim. How they gave? How they don't have money? They don't own money. How they gave money? This is what is bothering the Mefarshim. How they had money to give? So the Mefarshim say, oh, with the husband standing there and he lets her, she's allowed to give some of her money. There's one pshat. There's another pshat that they gave tachshitim. Some say that Rashi says that Tovu is so easy. It was the double chokhmah, that they were Tovu the easy and the wool and the easy. And the Gemara says, V'chol isho chachma slay biyodo Tovu v'yaviyu. The Gemara says that even if the money belongs to her husband, ba'adofo, she has an extra job, then it's different. And the pasuk is mamshich. והנשיאים הביאו אבני השויים ואבני המילואים לא איפות ולחוישו. זוגת רשי, אומר רב נוסן מרואו נשיאים להסנדו בחנוכס המזבח בתחילו, later. ובמלאכס המשכן לא הסנדו בתחילו. אלו כך אומרו הנשיאים, הסנדו הציבור מה שמסנדווים, ומה שמחסירים אונו משלימים אויסוי. כיוון שישלימו ציבור הסקויל שנאמר והמלוכו איסו דיום אמרו נשיא מה עלינו לעשויס הביאו אסבני השויה ולכך הסנדבו בחנוכס המזבח תחילו ולפי שנסעצלו מתחילו נחסר אויס משמום והנסום כסיב וזה טיילן דנשיאים The stipe says a beautiful stipe. The stipe of Chaim Kanievsky. I'm not sure. But they say Givaldik Evolt. Here they were lazy, so they missed the Yud. Chanukah is a Mizbeach, they were first, right? So everyone gets, you know, Ba'alos, we know. Oh, yeah? We know from Shlai Mikra, right? Everyone gets the whole thing again. Zek and Eged Zek. You lazy, you miss a word. You run ahead, you add a whole parasha in the table. That was a beautiful vote to add to this Rashi, yeah? Look, Zek and Eged Zek. You run first, you get a whole parasha. What is the taina? They didn't say they're lazy. They said, we'll see what is missing and then they will give it. The mistake is, Hashem doesn't need you. Remember this cloud. Remember this cloud. Hashem doesn't need you. It's my schus to give to you. It's my schus to give to you. When a person says, I will see what Hashem needs, and then I will take care. Don't help me. I said, it's a mitzvah to give, run and give. You want later to see that it's missing to give more? You're welcome. A lot of times, it's a big appeal. They're trying, the guy says, I will do the big zachen, you know. Come into a shul, okay, let the item to collect. Later, you know, I'll make a poorer meeting in my house, I'll take out $1,000, give like everyone, $50,000. Later you want, be also this large person. Chazal called it, and they see Nisazu. What Nisazu, they said, everything is missing, we will fill up. Hashem said, I don't need you. Now listen carefully. If you ask everyone why it says Nisim without Yud, what they will answer. As a kid, I asked this old, like a kid 10 years old. I want to ask my kid, 7 years old, this Shabbos, why it says without a Yud? What do you will tell me? What do I say in Lakewood? What? What do you learn in Cheder? One pshat because they were lazy, second pshat. Zah, what is the second pshat? The clouds, the anonim bought it. Chazal say, Vanesim, the anonim bought it. As if in the Medrash. Who brings here the Medrash? Everyone knows the Medrash. If you don't find a Medrash, you look in Yeruzim and Uzir. V'anon Ishmael, Azlo Lepishon, Anon Ishmael, clowns, right? Well, that's I'm saying almost. Azlo Lepishon, they went to Pishon. V'dalyim mitamon yasavni borluluso, they picked up the diamonds. V'yasavni ashlemuso. Umachton Yisein be'api midbara. They left it outside the oil, the Mishkan. As le Rav Revoe, when the Nesim umaisa Yisein. So Nesim, it says without a yud, was not even. It's the anonym clouds. So who bought the diamonds? Hashem. Hashem gave the Nesim to do it. Hashem left something that they can't take care of. They meant good. And Hashem made them to bring the diamonds. Hashem specially left what is impossible to a human being. They didn't have that special diamonds. Business Mitzrayim was everything, but boom, these diamonds, the right size, mechateisa. We see later when they lost one person, it was only one guy that had it. It's not easy things to get. But this is the message. Hashem says, I'm taking care of the world. You do what is right. You do what is right. After you will do what is right, I will take care of the rest. So they're missing the yud. It says Nesim. The Yonis Menazil will add to us this medrash. Ralsa Yonis Menazil was Baruch HaKadosh Nebo. That the anonym bought the diamonds. So you say, it says, Bichlal not them. And the money from where they had, Mitzrayim took it out 2 weeks ago. Everything is not theirs. And when you work and you bring money, you think it's yours, it's also not yours. This is the klal in avodas Hashem. A person has to do. Then the pasuk is mamshich. Vayasu esakir nechoishes, veskanoi nechoishes b'maris atzoyvois asher tzovu pesach oyel moed. Interesting pasuk inside the whole asiras haMishkan. The kir was done for mirrors. From what they made the kir, vayasu esakir nechoishes veskanoi nechoishes b'maris atzoyvois. Rashi says, what is b'maris atzoivus? B'nois Yisrael hoyu b'yodo maris sheroyes bohem u'miskashtois ve'af oysom lo ikvu milahovi lenidvas ha'mishko ve'hoyu moyes moyshe bohem p'ni she'asuim le'yitzer ora. Omar le'a kodesh boruch u'kabel ke'elu chavivim olay min ha'kol sh'al yodo me'emidu anoshim tzvois rabis b'mitzrayim כשהיו בעליהם יגיעים בעביד הספרך, היו הולכס ומליכס למייכל ומשתה, ומתוך כך, וזהו שאומר במרויס הצויבויס, ונעשה הקיר מהם שהוא לא סום שולם בין איש לאישתוי, להשקס מים למי שכינה לו ביילו וניסטרה. ותדע שמרויס ממש, שהנמה ונחושס התנופו, וקיר וקרוי לא יוזכר שם, כן דור אשרב תנחומו וכן תרגם אונקלוס במחזה נשאיו. So Rashi is building a pshat here from the תנחומה that was mirrors. So I want a couple things to say. Some zachen that Hashem you'll use when you're married. Was it not yet? Chazal say that even that Moshe was moyes. Hashem said the girls used it for the right thing. They were mekadesh it. Remember in life, you could use the same thing that it's post. And Moshe says, we can't use it to the Mishkan. It's used for Yetzer Hora. And Hashem says, I know the Noshim were using it to do Avodas Hashem in the Richtig Aveg. I want it in Beis HaMikdash. Remember, every Zach is Kodesh Dikewei and is Choyl Dikewei. Chazal say the midrashim bring down different pshat. I think the shoyim bring down that the nashim wanted to prove that they mean l'shem shomayim, and they said we're giving this for the kiyoyo. When we do something wrong, the kiyoyo will check us. If not, we will die. We're not scared. With that test, all the nashim have to be scared. They do something. You have to know when they drank, even if they did once aveira, they kill them. Not only from this person. If they did once something, they blow up. We want that detector. Yes. We want this checkup. This was the koyach of the nosh. But the Ramban brings down, and I'm saying it more for yediyasa to you. I'm sorry, it's not on balance of the nest. Vehine hoyu be Israel noshim oivdei Hashem. Was ladies that were oived Hashem. Shen soru mitai vaze oilo. Venosnu oseyem nedovo ki ein loem tsoyrich li isiapo isoit. Rak boys yom yom el Pesach o el Moed lihispalel. They were standing outside and davening. The Kaisel. It was a group of ladies. Vezou asher tzovu ki hoyu rabbis. And from these noshim's nedova they made it here. They learned the lesson. It was a group of ladies that decided to stop to be ladies. I'm not doing it. I don't mean nothing. Yeah, no gushpanka to nothing. Yeah, I'm just saying to know that it's Azayv and Ezra. It's important of an Ezra. Shehoyu bibnei Yisrael. Noshim oivdei Hashem. Shemosru mtai vaze oilom. Venosnu maroiseyem nedovo. Ki ein lem tzerech oil leisyapes. Rak boyes yom yoyim el Pesach oil moyer leispalel. ולשמויה דברי המצווס ואשר צובו פסח אוהל מויד כי זהו כי הויו רבס יוקס זה בדיפן you have to know us given was such a group of nashim that exist in Klal Yisrael. Before we mamshich, I want maybe a little bit to speak about something, then we'll go back. The ma'aseh of this week is also Parsha Shkol. And also, ma'aseh, I want to speak also on Pekudei, because next week will be no shir. Ma'aseh, we have something very interesting. Starts in Vayakel, gets much more in Pekudei. Normally it's one Parsha, and it shines one on each other. We have, Hashem tells Klal Yisrael to do the Mishkan, and then they do the Mishkan. Two parshas how to do it, Terumot Tzaveh, we have a Chet HaEgel, and again the Klal Yisrael do it. And they do what they do, and they do, and they do, and they do it. Really, nothing that finishes in the end of Pekudei, when you finish the whole thing. The end of Pekudei. I mean the end before Chamishi. It finishes. Lametes posuk membeis. Kechol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe kainos uvnei Yisrael es kol ha'avaydo. Vayar Moshe es kol ha'melocha v'inei osu kasher tziva Hashem v'yavorech ha'yisrael. These two psukim are instead of Vayakel Pekudei. Maybe it's four little changes. But we'll try to speak on one of them. At the Goshen, at the Tabor, at the very together, the Musaf. I want first to say, look at the Bisalev. And in Pekudei, it repeats everything again, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, Kasher Tziva Hashem. And Vayakel, it doesn't say so much, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. And Pekudei, it repeats the whole time, and again, when we make the Sikum, Perek Lametes, Kechol Asher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, Kein Nosu Bnei Yisrael. Vayar Moshe es Kol HaMelocha, V'inei Osu Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. Zog the Bisalevi, Devot. Klal Yisrael did a Egel. The tikkun for the Chet HaEgel was the Mishkan. Some shittas hold the Mishkan only came after Chet HaEgel, if you most shittas. What was the Chet HaEgel? The Chet HaEgel was, Seo Ish Moishe Lo Yodanu Mehoyole. They felt the system is wrong. I want to explain. When Moshe really has to leave, when time comes to leave, was changing the guards. Yeshua got it. Slowly, in our generations, there's no guards. Why? The Gedolim are not chosen officially by Hashem. So when they disappear, we don't feel lost. The least that it was official was easy to go over is the same way he was chosen. Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. When it was Hashem took Moshe, Moshe had to give over. Who is taking over? And this was the way Yeshua. Moshe kibel toyo misinai, misol Yeshua, Yeshua l'skeinim. And Moshe disappeared. And they were right. Because when Hashem told Moshe to leave, it was a preparation who will take over. So, they knew that something is wrong. It didn't make sense. I'm trying to explain from where they came. And they're right. Because you see later what happens. Now Moshe dies. Yeshua gets up, I'm the one. It was 24 hours the last day. Giving over, yeah? And she told me, I'm a So they had a problem. So they felt they will do something. It came out of Egel, he was talking on Eich Hashem. What was the mistake? But Hashem said, no Egel Maseicha. He have a problem, it's a kasha. But Hashem said, no. This is Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel, Zog de Beis HaLevi, is to do on your own. I say Alamol. I'm saying it like a mushel. I'm not saying you could disagree. When I was a bacher in Panovich, was a group that made Kirov in Russia. And the way they had to do Kirov is, they made like big parties. People would come, they drink, nuts. Kirov Alevavis. And then... But for that, they had to have mixed dancing, etc., etc. Avshach said, no way, they're not allowed to do. They could do everything, but not the mixed dancing. He told Avshach, but they will not come if not. Avshach said, so don't do it. He said, from every seminary, after 5 years, we have 200 Jingalait and 100 girls that light Shabbos candles. Avshach said, Hashem doesn't need help, he manages. He'll manage, don't worry. If he wants, he just sends a blink in their head and everyone becomes a Jew. He doesn't need your help. You have to do the right thing. And when you do the right thing, Hashem takes care of you. Don't do the wrong thing. You have to do the right thing. Hashem doesn't need help. The Chet HaEgel was, it was not what Hashem wanted them to do. The Mishkan, we learned in our week's parsha, Belev Bezalel Nasati Ruach Chochmo, and Moshe tells him like this, and Bezalel says, maybe Hashem said like this. Bezalel knew to do the Oren Kivyocho for the reasons that Hashem said. He knew to do the Mishkan for the reasons that Hashem said. Hashem gave him the Chochmo. He knew the Olamos. He knew why in their circles it comes out like that. But he didn't do it because of that. Kasher Tzivo Hashem is Moshe. He had the Kavonis. You daven because you daven. You do the mitzvah because you could do alei kavanos. When you shake the lulav in this way, you stop the winds, and that way you stop the bombs and all these things that happen. But you have to shake the lulav because it says in the Torah. You can mechaven all these kavanos. You put on tzitzis. You do all different zachim, but you have to mechaven Hashem mitzvah tzitzis. You can't do it for the reason that it exists. You have to do it kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. So it's not, yeah, and Bezalel did it. Everything Bezalel did, and Parshas Vayak Pkudei, every piece it says, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. This is what Bezalel did. Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Was that Goshen? That we will know and we will realize. That we will know and we will realize. That we're doing it kashal tzivu Hashem es Moshe. And this was the tikkun. And if I want to add what we started to say at the beginning of the Chumash here today, the Nesim waited, this was the missing of the point. The tikkun is we do what Hashem is asking us to do. Don't make cheshbonos. Don't try to help me. Don't try to help me. Hashem doesn't need help. A person could have cheshbonos. A person could think all different things. Hashem wants you to do it. See, I'll give you one example. I went and the kids wanted to become American. So I'll become American. So I didn't know. So they asked me, where you want to? They told me Atlanta. I thought it's Mamish, one neighborhood near Flatbush. So I said, yes. Kids are then, they fly me to a strange country. Yeah, far away. So I come, and it's okay, all the family. Well, there's a lady there. And, you know, she tried to give the hands to the kids, you know. For sure, my kids never gave me the... Schorim never gave their hands. She wanted to give my hand, my kids, you know. We keep telling our mitzvahs. Later, when we went back out, was, you know, that was that detector. And you go, oh, there's another door. So she's standing again, mamish. Before, like, you know, we were carrying papers. Everyone was busy, like, the hand is... Kilo, we didn't realize, yeah? She was standing there and the hand was ready. Like, was no way. Sorry. We just didn't give the hands. So we called back the place that sent us, you know, you have the agents that organizes it for you. She said a not nice comment to my wife. Listen, you know, your husband spoiled my business till I found that lady in Atlanta, mamish. It was easy for everyone, she helped everyone, and your husband just burned the connections in one stupid chumrah. My wife, you don't lose in the right thing, don't feel bad. Hashem does. We do the right thing. A week later, her husband runs over to me and shows, you have to hear this story. She just got an email from this lady that when she heard this, it's a rabbi coming from Eretz Yisrael. She went online to check what rabbis do. And she got that they don't give hands. And it was a comment of one of the guys, this is what they play, when they need, they do what they want. She decided to check if it's true that the rabbis will not give the hand. Now she sees that the Jewish religion is a real religion. So if I would give a hand, she would lose the business. But everything is a fake. A person cannot have his cheshbonos. A person cannot have his cheshbonos. Yeah, again, what is right and wrong, what is halacha, everyone can ask his rov. The noise of the shir now is not what is the halacha. It's not what is the halacha. But this is be'etzem the mishkan. And this is be'etzem what is brought down shkolim. The Gemara says, I'm saying again, it's Bektsoras Advorim, that Shkolim were Koidim to Amolek. Amolek is the opposite from listening to Hashem. It's Mekarer than Batir. Not going now to the Oimek, it's more of a Purim in Yonim, we'll get to that later. When Shaul goes to kill Amolek, where Shaul falls, he doesn't kill them. He tells Shmuel, I kept him to do korbanos. He tells them, Lishmoya mizevach toiv. Don't give donations. Don't build buildings. Listen to Hashem. The guy works in Shabbat, but he gives a big donation. Hashem says, Lishmoya mizevach toiv. Mach nishkin cheshbonos. No, if I go like this, you know how much business I could do, and I'm supporting all my eniglach. Amolek. Lishmoya mizevach toiv. Shaul, and this was be'etzem. What happened to Klal Yisrael? Amalek Purim is because Shaul didn't kill Agag, because he left the cows, and Agag was made himself like a cow. Yeah, And then he was bought someone. Chazal chazal. The shkolim mashmim al shkolim. Ibn al-Makhshava explained, is the lishmoya. It's the lishmoya. Klal Yisrael are mekabel on themselves to listen. To listen to Hashem. This is be'etzem the whole milchome. What happens in Sulas HaChashverosh? The same thing. The people feel the king, the government, oh, fanat. Cousin Ken, you're allowed to go with him to the hotel, yeah? Haman Suda was more cautious from most hotels, yeah? My cousin came, you're not comfortable, I cannot go out. Klal Yisrael almost got destroyed. Nenu misudas HaChashverosh. Not saying everyone is a HaChashverosh, yeah? What is the Yesoid? The Yesoid is listening to Hashem. I want to tell you, member and life. Today, I was mamish busy. Today, mamish, till I walked in, the chashiv yid, that is mamish doing a avla. Mamish, I would say, homo narosha. And his mamish thinks that he's right. What is the pshat? Mamish is doing the Shem Shema. People are trying to convince him. There's no one to talk to. But what he's doing is averis. If he would hear this shir chumash, he would not be doing it. Hashem said no. There are no cheshbonis. Lots of cheshbonis. What Hashem said? I'm not saying sometimes is yoytze min haklal. A guy misses davening. He has to go there. It's so important because this deal that he will do, he'll buy five sefer teres. Hashem could give you it tomorrow. Hashem could manage without you. You have to do what Hashem wants you to do. What is the right thing to do? We'll finish with one more little thing in the parsha. Vayaviru es ha-mishkon ve es kol keilov. I'm sorry. Ben Bayakel. Vayas b'tzala l'sa'orim. Rashi, and I'm going into it, why Vayas Bezalel, why here the Dafka says Bezalel, and everyone else it doesn't say Bezalel. Vayitzak lo Vayas Badei, Vayoveyes Abadim Bataboes, Al Tzaloi Sa'oroin, Loseis Sa'oroin. It's the only place that it says that he bought the body. And all the other places it doesn't say that he bought the body. Because in the other kelim, the badim were only a technical thing to put him in b'shas de masoes, and the oroin was betaboes haoroin iu abadim lo yosuru mimen. So for the asiyah from the oroin, they had to put the badim inside. We spoke last time. Why in the oroin the taboes abadim iu haoroin lo yosuru mimenu? When Bezalel makes the oroin, every keli is with a keli. When it needs to be moved, when it needs to be transferred, you put the wheels on, the body. And the oroin, it was with the whole time. Because the chefze of a Talmid Chochem is that he's movable to sit and learn. He gets up, takes a sefer, moves, goes to yeshiva to learn. He doesn't sit behind. When a person is lazy, he can't become a Talmid Chochem. The tzura of a teiro is heavy goyle lemokim teiro. You get up, you go to the bismedrash. But as morning, you find yourself in the bismedrash. Friday morning, you find yourself in the bismedrash. Shabbos, you find yourself in the bismedrash. The guy that can't, oh, in Kelem, they had a seder for 5 minutes. They went to the bismedrash for 5 minutes and they came back. I heard something from Rav Dessler. It's a guy, Reuven Dessler. And Cleveland, his father is a Einiko, and he was sent to Kelem. And he came to Kelem, was noontime, was no streets there. They had mud and they had zlatish, you know, like pieces of wood, latish. Remember from Rashi and Sukkah, the latish? It was pieces of wood, and on that you walk. There was no streets what they have today. And the Bachrim ran. There was the Seder of 5 minutes and they went back. What was to teach them what is 5 minutes? You see today, Baruch Hashem, not the good, I mean the bad Bachrim, yeah? You can see 10 to 12, they will get up. Why? Because Shir is 12, 10, 15 some places. Yeah? So yeah, he finished. I had a friend, my Chavrusa in Panovich. We learned 4 hours every night, from 8:30 till 12:30. He knew Shas. I remember the first couple of days that I learned with him, we were learning Ksuvas. We didn't say any Shir, but we said the Bismillah Shmir Bayit because people were disturbing us. And 12:25, we got to the Mishnah. So I closed the Gemara. He looked at me. He said, "We have 5 more minutes. We'll start the Mishnah." He said, "From this I know Shas. From this I know Shas." This is what they wanted to train them and kill him. The guy that closed the Gemara 10 to 12, no, right on him, no chance. No chance. He's ready. He gets up in the morning. Shachis is 8 o'clock. Shabbos, I'm talking about. Yeah? And he's awake. It's 7:30. He's awake. He's about to wake up now, yeah? So what he does, from side to side. That's when he sleeps, you know. When you go from Nod and Nod, the Klol from Kain, you move from side to side. What? Well, it's time to get up. To do what? He finishes the davening. Basically, he's eating. They're eating 11 o'clock. He finished 10:30. He doesn't know what to do. He looks around, maybe someone to schmooze. That maybe is a booklet with a story on the parsha. Yeah? Take a sefer and learn for 5 minutes. You're not used to it. So in Kelim, they trained for that 5 minutes. I'm trying here. Well, they managed to pull it through. Because we got another seder, not instead. Chol, to make it very clear. We got another seder, not instead of a seder. So Stan, by the way, this Desler told me, Rabbi Reuven, his father told him that he came, so everyone was running. The Bachim were running. So his grandmother moved him to the side. So they had like to go into the mud. So like near the mud. He said, "Ich kenn nicht. Ich war sein Schmutz." Schmutz in English is dirty. "Ich war sein Schmutz." So she told him, "Bei uns, bei us, wir sagen nicht kein Schmutz. We don't say Schmutz. We say, wenn ich sein rein, I will not be clean. Don't say I'll be dirty." This is the way they spoke in Kalam in the city. Don't say I'll be dirty. Ich will nicht sein rein. Tabo es ha-oroin iyu abadim. When Bezalel makes the oroin, it's with badim. This is the echatimtza to grow. Good job.